Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Replacement theology is satanic and should be rejected. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I think as we wrap it up for today, maybe you could briefly explain replacement theology and why it is a serious problem for the church today.
So, as I said, replacement theology is the idea that the church has replaced Israel, and so national Israel has no future place in God's program, because replacement theology says that Israel is no longer the people of God, and that God's promises and covenants with Israel have been transferred to the church. So this is a genuine problem. Replacement theology is found in Reformed churches, which most would know as Presbyterian, but that view is also held by most Lutherans and really by most mainline denominations. Now, Reformed theologians don't like the term replacement theology because they say there's only ever been one people of God, the church, which goes back to Adam, and that Israel just represented the church in the Old Testament. But the fact remains, this is a serious problem for many reasons. You know, the promises and covenants that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their descendants would have been understood literally by every single person in Israel for hundreds of years. And those promises and conditions were unconditional, and they were eternal. Their fulfillment is dependent only on the faithfulness of God, and failure on Israel's part cannot remove them from God's program. And according to Jeremiah 31, the day is coming when God will change their hearts and restore the nation. That's the new covenant beginning in Jeremiah 31:31. And Jimmy, it comes down to how we handle the Bible, how we interpret it, the method that we use. It means we need to take the Bible literally rather than spiritualizing things to apply to the church rather than to Israel. This is something that is a problem that is growing in even the evangelical church, and clearly it's happening in churches across the world, and it's affecting even the translations of the Word of God itself.
David James, Bible in hand, with a brief explanation of replacement theology and why it is a bad theology. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Again, let me remind you that replacement theology is a false theology if you actually take the Bible literally. God's Word is the literal Word from God to each of us today. That is the only objective approach to determining what the Lord is trying to tell us. The literal translation of God's Word reveals His plan for us and the Jewish people for today and into the future. If God can lie to the Jews, He could then lie to Christians about their eternal life and salvation. God cannot lie to anyone. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...